This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Freshly. Chef-cooked healthy meals delivered to your door. Save $40 off the six-meal plan for first-time users with code MMA639. J&P Cycles, the best aftermarket parts and accessories for your motorcycle. Save up to 30% off with code MMAN. HostGator, one of the top web hosting providers around. Save 60% off of shared hosting for 3 years with code MMA60. Vape World, the premium online vaporizer store. Get 10% off with code MMA10. Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes with the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 391!
391!
My name is Engelbergo.
Back with the MMA show, by our fans, for our fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on?
I like how I time that every show.
What?
With your chair thing?
No, wow. I never
that really. That really works, and I barely had any. Like, only one.
I gave him some smelly sauce. It's time to show off.
Holy wow. Okay.
I wonders how I go from 0 to 1,000.
Yeah.
With our new super gay microphones.
I'm happy to be alive. You look stunningly handsome, Matt. Not to worry. Look at how it's like.
This is so comfortable.
It's total fake.
These new microphones. We've been having microphones lately.
Yeah.
Or microphone problems lately. So we're testing out a couple new mics while wearing the old mics.
Yes. Multiple double mics. Soon to be triple mics. We're going to mic up our balls next so you can feel the vibration.
What good is that going to do for me?
When my balls tingle, the audience will know.
Is it like your spidey sense? Yeah. Something's tingling.
I have to say one thing before we start the MMA portion.
I
saw the Infinity Wars thing.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't fucking like Spider-Man. I'm sorry. I can't take it. He's such a wuss in every damn movie. And I mean, thank God they got, was it Tobey Maguire? He was the worst one. I didn't like him. But the new guy is a little bit nicer. He's supposed to be playing the younger Spider-Man. Why does he have to be like a little kid?
Well, he's just indecisive, and indecisive means pussy in my world, and
don't like
I got
it.
No respect for
such
that.
Such a pushover, always complaining.
Scared, yeah, and you have fucking superhuman strength. Quit complaining.
Spider
man
stuff.
Up.
You can shoot webs.
Right. It's all about shooting webs.
Yeah. Speaking of shooting webs,
we had a UFC this weekend.
How was it?
We'll just go quickly over who won. So Junior Dos Santos gets the win.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't look great.
No.
Kat Zingano gets the win. Didn't look great. She got a shit ton of takedowns, but her stand-up's still kind of And I think she's got brain damage, because the last podcast that she was on with Joe Rogan, I think she was claiming CTE.
Oh, like serious CTE?
Yeah, she said she wasn't seeing the pattern. There was no pattern recognition when she's fighting people now, so she's not picking up on stuff. She's
that's not
flowing.
Good.
No, that's a good way to get knocked out.
Yes.
And that's why she's been losing, I think, a lot. Chad Mendez got a win. His body looks way different.
Yeah, I was looking at pictures.
You look at the before and after. I'll probably post some of those. I'm not surprised, but he gets the win. And Sage Northcutt fighting at 170 again, and he gets another win. Hammerfist. And there was a guy who knocked out another guy from bottom with hammer fists.
Really?
From the bottom.
That's amazing.
First time I think anybody's ever seen a KO. So I'm wondering, was CM Punk onto something and we just didn't know?
Perhaps he was.
Because he was trying to throw those punches from the bottom.
He's a trailblazer, Matt.
See?
See, we didn't even know.
I didn't know.
It's going to be one of those things like the flying front kick when that shit started, everybody
right.
doing that.
Yeah, now everyone's going to try.
Like, oh, hammer fist from the bottom.
It looked like he just connected perfectly on the button.
Yeah.
So again, sometimes it doesn't have to be the most powerful strike. It just has to be well placed.
Correct.
And then you hit that button, you're out.
I have a question for you about Junior Dos Santos. I was looking at his record, looking at the heavyweight division.
Yep.
I feel like maybe he could do all right if he stays on this side of being knocked out moving forward, since the division is a little bit in a scramble at the moment. I'm wondering if you think him fighting like a guy like Ngannou would be a good...
Yeah, I think that's what we said last week.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it would be a good fight for him. Yeah. And do you think he could beat him?
Maybe. It depends. Because I don't know what's going to happen with Ngannou's head. He said he just basically had a bad day at the office, so...
That's how it starts, Matt. Look, it's Johnny Hendricks, 70%.
Right. You can have a bad day at the office, but if your head's wrecked...
Yeah.
I don't know if you can make a comeback. I'm going to have to need to see some further interviews with the guy, because I just read what he said. I need to see if he means...
His demeanor,
And it, what is he going to weigh? Is he going to weigh 252 again, or is he coming in at 260 plus? Because he said he was going to go back to the old Ngannou. But if you've also seen the guy's a mental midget, other guys aren't afraid of him. No. So there's that other factor in there now. So
that is a problem, yeah.
We'll have to see.
Good for Junior.
Yeah, again, he doesn't look like the Junior Dos Santos of old. He looks like an old Junior Dos Santos now.
Yeah, those cane fights took years off his life. Probably 10 or 15 at least.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are brutal.
Was it the second one where he was just all messed up?
He just beat the life out of him.
Yeah, his face was all swollen. Couldn't even recognize the guy. Not good. Not good for your health.
And then the only other thing I want to mention, Bellator had some fights this weekend in Rome. And the cool thing was, so you have the Colosseum, and apparently there's some stadium that's outside right next to it. Huh. So they had their events right next to the fucking Colosseum.
Oh, wow, that's really cool.
And I forget who it was, but someone in Italy was saying that they want to have Bellator have fights inside the Colosseum.
Whoa.
So someone in their government is trying to lobby to get that to happen. I'm like, man, could you imagine how crazy? Inside the Coliseum, they have MMA fights. Can they go all out? Can we get lions and tigers and, I don't know, maybe a sacrifice, something? If you're going in the Coliseum, some shit's got to go down.
I wonder if that place could hold people still, like, of capacity. Because it's so old. I wonder if it's structurally sound enough for that. They might have to...
No, they'd probably build a stadium inside just for that specific
temporarily?
Thing. Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say...
But I don't know if they would do it permanently, you know?
It's
probably not.
I'm always torn when this kind of stuff comes up because it's like, it's so such an epic location. Like, I don't know. I don't want them to fuck with it. But at the same time, just the concept of it sounds really appealing.
There's some primal shit that's going to go down,
people,
man.
People have been eaten
because
by shit
there. You think about places that have energy and the kind of energy that's going to be in there. If I'm a fighter and I got the fight in there, I'm fucking somebody up.
Yeah. Oh, yes. A lot of death in that.
Yeah. that's why I think just for even if you don't do anything with like tigers or some sort of animals, you got to just have them in the arena, man. Yes. Caged up, gladiator style, like the movie where they're on chains and maybe they get a little close to the crowd, a little close to the cage. I don't care. Some sacrifice a chicken.
A live chicken?
Yeah! They're flying around in the crowd, no heads.
Remember Major League when he brought him the fried chicken? Yeah. Couldn't find
Come
the
live chicken. I need to sacrifice a chicken.
Wow. You've gone off the deep end.
No,
I like it.
Man.
I like
this. We need that.
Pride rules!
Sure. And the other thing, they said they wanted to do it on an aircraft carrier. That's the other thing.
Why?
I don't know. Scott Coker is losing his mind, and I love it.
Aircraft carrier?
Yeah.
Owner. Okay. Yeah, sure.
I don't know. Because he was talking about having all the sailors and all their gear, and how cool would that look out on the fucking ocean somewhere? I don't know if they're just going to go out in the middle of the ocean and have fucking
fights.
If you
lose, you get thrown off the edge.
That's fine. Shark-infested water. You chum the water.
That's it. You've lost. Have a nice life.
Walk the plank.
Exactly. Make them walk the plank. Make them walk the plank. If they can't walk, you just roll them off.
That's right. Wow. I like this.
We're getting savage here. This is crazy.
This is good. This is why we like Bellator, right?
Yeah. They're doing different things.
Yeah.
This is all good. All right. So let me talk to you about... Conor McGregor recently, as we all know, the World Cup just finished. France won.
Woo-hoo. Do you care about that? Or?
I've been watching it. I was hoping Croatia would win, but you know, yeah, I've been watching it. It's been pretty good. Some solid games. The big players got knocked out early, so it was made it very interesting.
By themselves, like rolling just, around on the ground.
They just did not show up. So the big names, I don't know. Germany got out early.
Fixes in, Ingo.
The fix is in.
Yeah. How does France win? Are they even ranked?
Oh yeah, they're pretty good. But Russia, you know, I don't know. I was expecting more out of that whole thing. But here's a picture of Conor at the game with some what looks to be some sort of pasta. Okay, and then here is a picture of Conor with Vladimir Putin.
He looks a solid 3 inches taller. Unless Conor's got like some heels, like 4-inch heels. He might have those short person pumps on.
He's on his tippy toes.
Yeah.
So I mean, Putin still looks savage, but. I'm wondering, with this kind of thing happening and not much discussing of any fighting of any sort, do you think Conor is going to fight ever again?
No, I don't think he is. And side question, why isn't that Khabib? Isn't Khabib Nurmagomedov Russian? Isn't that an insult to
It slightly is insulting.
I think, wasn't he at the event too?
I think he was there, and they were not. I think they were trying to get him to do some kind of a face-off thing, but they decided not to or something. I think that would have been chaos, anyways.
Yeah. They're gonna fight.
Especially in Russia. This is gonna be like a brawl and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah, someone might die. For real.
Then Putin would have to get involved, and Conor would be like, you know, getting drawn and quartered and all this stuff. You fuck with my countrymen.
Yeah.
I fuck you. Literally fuck you.
Okay.
The man rides around on horses, Matt, so I'm
sure, with no shirt on.
I'm sure he would fuck Conor if he really wanted to.
Probably. What did Conor? I saw you just got a birthday present. Someone gave him a statue carved out of stone. I don't have the picture
of himself.
Yeah. I don't know if that was someone gifted to him, but I think it was $65,000 or something dollars worth. But the amount of detail in it is credible. It literally looks like him in stone. So I don't know how the guy sculpted it, but it was pretty amazing.
I did not see that. I'm trying to see. Nothing here about that. But that's pretty cool. I like it.
And then the UFC 226, the early pay-per-view buy rate is in.
Uh-oh.
They said just under 400K.
Well, you called it. Didn't you say
said
about
450.
Around, yeah, nice.
But still shockingly low for a light heavyweight champ for a heavyweight champ, right?
Very low because in the past, I feel like anytime there was a heavyweight on the card, we're almost guaranteed to be close to a million, right?
No.
Like a title fight?
No.
No? Like 5 years ago?
Stipe, well, it depends who the title holder is. Brock, yes. Kane, no. It's only Brock, really, because all the other heavyweights aren't drawn.
Is there any other heavyweight besides Brock?
No. But I'm saying Stipe is probably the lowest selling heavyweight.
Because he doesn't have...
He's a
nice guy, but there's not much charisma there.
He's not pushing you one way or the other. It's not like, wow, it's the good guy I want to see win or the guy I fucking hate and I want to see lose.
Yeah.
He is so in the middle that people don't give a fuck about the guy.
You got to polarize, as you always like to say.
One way or the other.
Have to.
And he does nothing for me. Except complain about... complaining now he wants the immediate rematch. So
you think you should get it?
No, fuck no. Why should he? I'm not a fan of immediate rematches. I don't think anybody. The only person I ever said should have gotten one was Jose Aldo, just because. If you get knocked out in 13 seconds, that's a fucking fluke.
Yeah, it was kind of.
And he's the only. And again, it's the people that get the immediate rematches are the people that the UFC wants to be champion, and they don't like who the current champion is.
Well, they don't want Aldo.
Aldo was doing all that.
Yeah, right.
That's always my case. Why does Joanna get it? It was pretty one-sided the first time.
It was.
And even more so the second.
Yes. Very much so.
So I don't know what this says about the sport, but then you wonder. And like we were talking before the show about Brock Lesnar, and everyone was complaining. Mm-hmm. You see exactly why does Brock go to the front of the line?
Because he's a draw, and he polarizes, and he brings in the wrestling crowd. And every time you say his name, my balls tingle.
It's like the Candyman.
He's kind of like
Candyman.
It's kind of like one of those things. He's a big giant dude who just brings excitement to an event, no matter what. He could be just showing up. He shows up at a UFC and hangs out. And it's exciting.
Right.
So that's why. And I'm all for it. I would love to see Brock fight this year.
Yeah, in DC. Why not? I'm okay with that. I'd rather John Jones, but hey, it is what it is. I'll take him against either of the guys.
I haven't spoken to Comprito in a while. I would be so curious to hear his thoughts on if he thought DC was a good matchup or not for Brock. I don't think they want that fight. I think that's probably the most scary fight at heavyweight for him. Because DC has everything. He's got wrestling, he's got power, he's got striking, he's got athleticism, he's got cardio, he's a smart fighter. I mean, you'd probably almost rather he fight somebody else, like anybody else besides
him. I feel Brock's got a better chance against John, actually, when you think about it, just from the size standpoint.
Yes.
I don't see John. John's not going to pick him up and dump him. DC can.
Yeah.
And that's fucking embarrassing. if somebody that small picks you up and fucking slams you on your head, and you're supposed to be this WWE champion and former UFC heavyweight champion, that's fucking embarrassing.
If he did that and then beat Brock, that would be the craziest thing that's probably ever happened in MMA. This literally Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, like right there, kind of in a way. So it's never gonna happen. I think Brock, if anything, like you said, will fight John Jones and then be done again for a while.
Yeah.
He comes back when it's convenient.
Yeah. And I still don't think he's going to sit out 6 months. Do you?
They're going to find a loophole. I'm thinking he fights in December. He's going to do before New Year's. I think he fights on that card.
Yeah.
So, can John Jones, is he eligible to fight that early?
They're supposed to, I think, fight out this month. Everything's supposed to happen this month. I think Connor and all his fucking criminal shenanigans. Yep. And also John with his USADA. And then when we were talking about Cormier, I guess Yoel Romero called him out. And he said, Cormier is like, you know what? You don't fail a class and then get moved up a grade.
Nice.
He had some other shit, but I'll save that for later.
That's good, actually.
And then Nick Diaz wants to fight Cormier now, too.
Oh, really? At heavyweight?
Yeah, he says, this is his quote.
Has he been eating cheeseburgers?
I don't know. He's high as fuck. He's like, sick of all this baddest man on the planet bullshit. I'll fight for any title at any weight. UFC wants to make bullshit WWF fights with guys that fight like shit and put on an act. DC would look way worse than I do in this pick if he fought Anderson the way I did, but instead he decided to wrestle fuck him for 5 rounds in front of his whole life and still almost got finished off in the last round with Silva only having 2 or 3 weeks notice. Dana White should give me this fight instead of dick chest Brock Lesnar's cheating ass. Don't be scared, homie. Nothing personal. I love DC, but I don't like what he does. Constantly embarrassed for him and the sport. I started doing MMA because it's not WWF, and I've never put on a bullshit act in my life. I'm sure fans would like to see a real fight. Nick Diaz.
All right. A lot of talking.
Everyone's
lobbying. I'm tired of the talking. Blah, blah, job. It's like, John, get in the cage and let's see it.
Both of them. Both of the Diazes, for fuck's sake.
There's no reason that Nate couldn't fight. He hasn't fought in, what, 2 years? How long has it been?
So, yeah, since Connor.
Yeah. So why can he not take a fight? Where are these guys at? What are they doing? They're getting high as fuck.
Yeah, and then just getting lippy.
Getting lippy and high. And maybe doing a triathlon here or there.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. Cardio machines. I miss the Diaz brothers. I hope they come back soon. I hate to say it. I miss John Jones. I would like to see him come back. Ronda Rousey. I know you'd like to see her get KO'd one more time.
She still owes Chris Cyborg a what for all yes. that talking.
Yes, you will.
And all the talking and no fighting.
Conor McGregor.
Yeah,
I don't see him back. No, probably not. But yeah, this is weird. Weird time in MMA.
Yep.
So speaking of like some kind of WWE shit,
mm-hmm.
Brendan Schaub and Dana White recently getting into some beef on Instagram. Actually, in the comments section
of Israel. Adesanya,
yeah, whatever you say,
style bender.
So Dana White says, "What the fuck does this talking about Brendan Schaub? What the fuck does this idiot know about the sport or the business? For you to be listening to one word from this moron is a waste of your time. Guy went 6-5 in the UFC. The only thing he could teach you is how to get KO'd. Tune idiots like this out."
Yeah, and then Brendan has to respond. And it's funny because he can't even respond on Twitter. He's got to post a picture of something he wrote in a Notepad. And then posted it.
Oh, right, because the character limit.
Yeah. He's got to write a book. It's like, this is hilarious. Yes, Joe Rogan. He said some other shit about Rogan. And the only reason that Brendan Schaub is where he's at is because he's basically being carried by Rogan.
It's not here yet.
So he says, yes, Joe Rogan is one of my best friends, has played a significant role in my post-fight career. No doubt. You're right about that, Dana White. 2 TV shows, sold out worldwide comedy tour, 2 successful podcasts, and just booked my first major movie. Super grateful. However, if it weren't for the Fertittas loaning your ass millions of dollars to invest into an idea that wasn't yours from the start, you wouldn't be shit. How's it feel to know once the real businessman slash brains left, the UFC has been a shell of itself and you are at the forefront? You tried it all. CM Punk experiment, begging Brock to come back, and praying at night for a Connor text. Tough job to do without Lorenzo holding your hand, making sure you don't mess it all up. Can't feel good. You'd be a cardio kickboxing coach in Boston in your late 40s, hoping to grab a ticket to my stand-up front row if Lorenzo Fertitta didn't save your ass. Also, this is no way Eskimo brothers should talk to one another. Last warning. Like, it's just fucking dropping bombs, man.
I had to Google Eskimo brothers. I think that's funny.
I don't know.
Apparently, that means that Dana White hooked up with a chick that Schaub hooked up with first.
Or it could be a dude, because it could be Joe Rogan. Like, they both could have fucked him, for all I know.
At the same time?
No. Differently.
Oh, I see.
It's not a threesome. It's like one person one fuck on the one. Person, okay. then that other person. So it's either him.
So crazy.
I've it never, could be Rhonda terms. Is what everybody's kind of theorizing.
They think it's Rhonda?
It has to be.
Think
Rhonda.
Dana White banged Rhonda Rousey?
Wow. I'm just,
is he like Harvey Weinstein?
He's it could be. Like, but who else would it be?
You want to fight on the main event? Suck this dick.
That's right. Shop wow. dated her.
He did?
Yeah.
I forgot about it that.
Before Travis Brown.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a tangled web we weave.
It is. But Dana White's also been married for 20 years, so.
Well.
That's kind of interesting.
Ain't stopping.
Well, when you have 400 gazillion dollars.
Yeah. Good point. I don't know. This whole beef thing sounds very juvenile to me. So they should both just shut the fuck up and do their thing. Leave each other alone.
Yeah, and it was weird because Dana didn't respond to this latest thing.
Because it's kind of like a mic drop, slightly.
Yeah, just hey, shut the fuck up.
Maybe he's got pictures of Dana hooking up with somebody or something. Think, is that possible?
It wouldn't surprise me. Someone probably has pictures. But if he had those pictures, I don't think Dana would have been that lippy right off the bat, so.
Interesting, this beef we have going on. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Maybe the two should fight.
Stay tuned. Yeah. Bare knuckle fighting. Championship. What else you got? News. Anything?
Yeah, well, Colby Covington and Nick Diaz had a little beef. Speaking of Nick Diaz, I meant to mention this earlier. And Colby had some things to say to Nick on Twitter. Did you see this?
A little bit.
So he says to Nick Diaz, "Holy shit, I didn't know you could tweet from prison. Watch your mouth when you're speaking about the natural natty goat, natural greatest. You're only beating women these days. You ain't beating anybody relevant, you fucking loser. Shut your fucking mouth before I shut it for you, homie."
Yeah.
Why is everybody such a baller on Twitter all of a sudden?
Well, some of these people, you know, are gonna. If you say that kind of shit to a Diaz, the next time you see each other, they're fighting. They're fighting, yeah. Whether or not this guy knows it or not. That's a fight coming to his way. You can't say that shit to everybody. It's the same like with the Verdun. Why you got hit with a boomerang? This kid is just semi-retarded.
Yeah, he's going to hit him with his bong.
No, he'll probably nunchuck this motherfucker.
Was it Ninja Stars?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, there's some people to talk shit to and some people not to talk shit. No. Unless you have a fight. If you have a fight scheduled, hey, game on. But
yeah.
Just know, like, you're making so many enemies out there.
That's the only way you would, that Diaz would, a Diaz brother would not fight you is if you talk shit, is if there was a fight because there's money on the line.
So right.
Not, even then, I think it's gray area.
They're fighting everybody. They don't care.
Whatever.
I think Nate's been in 3 fights since he's not fought in the UFC outside. And all these other places. Yes. So
I always remember the Bell Strike Force when remember the chaos.
Oh my god!
In the cage,
they're like all of them
just brawling with
fucking Mayhem Miller. He did nothing wrong. He just came in to challenge Jake Shields, and then fucking the whole gang, both Diaz's and Jake, and I think Gilbert jumped in.
Melendez, yeah.
Yeah.
Those were the fun days. I think we need to go back to that.
And fucking Gus Johnson and
wasn't it Diaz who fought with somebody after they fought in the cage match and they fought in the hospital?
Joe Riggs, yeah.
That's it. They had a brawl after the brawl. So ridiculous.
Like they're nuts, like, man.
Whatever, dude.
Like there's a criminal element and we're missing that right now.
They beat each other senseless in the cage.
Yeah.
Was it 3 rounds or 5? 3, right?
Probably 3 back in the day.
Senseless to the point they had to both go to the hospital and then he's still fighting him in the hospital. Yeah. It's so crazy.
It's awesome.
I love it. We need to go back to that.
Yeah, you don't get that anymore these days.
Everyone's all prim and proper.
Soft.
Twitter warriors.
Yes.
Colby Covington.
He's like number one.
You don't know what you started. We're going to see this week. Colby Covington dead. Diaz fucking.
He's got a fucking pair of nunchucks up his ass.
Exactly.
It was a Tabasco bottle.
That's ridiculous. But
find all sorts of shit in his ass.
That's all I got for news.
All right. The Battlefield Fight League had put something on Facebook because I guess they're having weight cutting issues. And they didn't expound on this point, but they said Billy Morrison / Hugh Gleason fight also canceled. It's a Morrison weight cutting issue. It says starting at Battlefield League 57, we will be doing fight day weigh-ins hour before the fight.
Oh boy.
Fight at your walk around weight. No more weight cutting in BFL whatsoever. If you are higher than your agreed weight hour before your fight, your opponent can choose to fight you, and they will take half your purse. If you are an amateur, your fight will be canceled. If you don't like the non-weight cutting rules starting next card, feel free to fight for any other promotion. Stupidity stops here. So
people are going to die, Matt.
This sounds super dangerous because I don't know what the fuck the other criteria is here. If they're going to implement, like, let's see what people weigh randomly. Like, you need to establish what is your walk around weight. We can't just, you can't just do this kind of shit.
No, this is dangerous because the guys are still, listen, the fighters are not,
they're not all there.
They're not that smart in some respects.
Right.
They're going to come in and cut like they normally do, and then go have a cage match an hour after they're basically on their deathbed. Someone is literally going to die. That's not a good plan. So you're right. They need to, there needs to be way more monitoring of weight, what regular walk around weight, what's your weight on Sunday, on Super Bowl Sunday, and what's your weight on like July 4th, and what's your weight on fight day. This is no good. Whatever. They must have a big insurance policy. That's all I can say.
Well, maybe there's some more details that are going to come out after this. But or just get rid of the weight class. Again, I don't know if we can get back to that because I know if we've got everything established, it's so hard once rules are set to try to go backwards. Just go. I'm just thinking first UFC, no weight classes.
I like that.
How awesome would that be?
Over 185 and under 185. I'm good with that. Or even make it 200.
I don't even want any because you're still going to have, someone's going to cut weight at some point.
Right.
I'm 250. I'm going to get down to 180 somehow.
Oh, my God.
Like, no, Rumble, stop. Yeah. Just get rid of them. And I just think about the matchups you could make of if anybody wanted to fight anybody. That would be fucking fun shit. Obviously, Mighty Mouse ain't going to fight a heavyweight, but if he wanted to, let them in. Like, why not?
Sure, he could just get launched right out of the cage.
Right. Well, he's going to have to... I would like to see some new shit develop, because, like, what are you going to do the first round if you have, say, Mighty Mouse versus Mark Hunt?
Oh, he can't. He's not going to be able to catch him.
Right. Like, the speed, he should be able to light him. But if one Mark Hunt punch lands, Mighty Mouse might die, and I'm okay with this.
All right.
If you're at a pound-for-pound... If you're on a fucking pound-for-pound list, then go up and fight a fucking heavyweight, so and let's see what the fuck happens.
You want to see who's the baddest man on the planet, just
period.
In general?
Just period.
That is interesting. Could they get this sanctioned by any commission?
Not in the United States, but...
On a battleship?
Yes!
They could.
International waters,
there
right?
There you go.
There's no rules.
What if Coker's already thinking this?
He's
way ahead.
Right.
He's way ahead
that
of
that guy's
us.
Next level.
Yes, he is.
So that's what I think we need to get to, is no weight classes, and you fight, and then... on the aircraft carriers, international waters.
Aircraft carrier, yeah, that's it.
Or in outer space.
Outer space.
What are the rules? Are we governed by any rules?
In outer space? Yeah. I don't think so.
Shit. Mm. Gravity would be a motherfucker, though. No gravity fighting?
No, gravity on the spaceship. It's expensive to get people to fly. It'd have to be broadcast only. No live attendance.
Yeah. Why not? Fly a whole fucking arena up there and go, why are you trying to limit me? Put Elon Musk on that shit.
I would like to be there.
That guy's got submarines.
He's doing shit. Yeah, that was some crazy shit. And he's saving Flint, Michigan from its polluted water.
I don't know. He's got brawls. I guess he had some issues with some diver, called him a pedo guy or something. That guy's trying to sue him. The whole stock dropped for Tesla.
Because he's a pedophile?
No, because the diver that saved a bunch of people was like, why did Elon Musk come with his stupid submarine that didn't even get used? It probably wouldn't even worked. And then Elon replied to the effect of, I don't know what this pedo guy is talking about.
Pedo?
Like pedophile.
Oh, maybe it was a mis...
No, it was not. And he's like, he even like doubled down on it afterwards.
I didn't see it, no.
And again, it's like, if you're a public figure and you're in charge of a company, probably don't want to be saying some shit on
Maybe
Twitter.
Maybe it's on Ambien.
Or, like, the Papa John's guy said some, in a private conversation on, like, some sort of a conference call, uses the N-word, and now he's completely ousted from the entire company.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Because he said the N-word?
Yeah. So some racist shit. And it wasn't just like that. Like,
nachos?
He said something else.
Did he say nachos?
Yeah.
Can't talk about when you're a pizza guy. No nachos. No Mexican food when you're serving pizza.
So... The point is, if you're a public eye in a high-profile position, I don't want to curtail what you're saying.
The N-word.
In public places.
It's still
it's mostly Twitter. That's the problem. Let's go to some SNS.
Please.
As we move right along.
So tempted to say the N-word just because I can, and I'm not going to.
I'll just delete the show. That's all right.
I would never do that.
Here you go. Why do they call it AKA American Kickboxing Academy when they are primarily wrestlers over there?
I don't know.
It's like, really, the only guy that kickboxes is Luke Rockhold. Everyone else grapple fucks.
Did they start as more of a kickboxing academy?
It's a good question. They must have, hence the name. But when you think of who's come out of there, it's John Fitch. Was Koscheck there, too, at one point?
Yeah.
It was, like, all wrestlers.
All wrestlers.
Khabib, DC, Kane. Like, Luke is literally, like, when you talk about the high-level guys, he's the only one that was really, like, the kickboxer, per se.
Yeah.
It's weird. Awkward. BJ Penn says he'll fight again if the UFC gives him someone he can beat.
I'll fight in the UFC, too, if I can have that.
Who can he beat, Ingo?
I don't know. Probably the same guy I can beat.
I'm kidding. I was thinking about Matt Hughes.
Oh, gosh. Don't do that. He's, like, he's been mentally, like, disfigured or something.
Did you see him walk? I don't want to make fun of the guy, but he can't walk.
He was in a bad car accident. Not Matt Hughes. Who could BJ fight?
CM Punk.
That's...
I don't want to, but I don't want to give that guy another chance.
No.
You know, I looked at 155, the top 15. I don't think you can beat anybody in the top 15.
No, I don't see that either.
Can he fight women? Why not? Fuck it.
Who are you thinking?
Paige VanZant.
Oh, maybe.
He might be able to beat her.
She's got those new implants, though.
That's a problem. Like, unless someone's coming out of retirement, I don't know who he can beat at this
GSP.
Point.
GSP! No. Anderson Silva? No. I mean, we haven't seen the guy do anything. It's probably my favorite of all time. But just mismanaged and mishandled.
And fight, not at 45. It's the wrong weight class.
Yeah.
I think 55 is right.
Yeah, yeah. Kenny Florian.
I'm trying to play back. Joe Stevenson.
He's thinking. Oh, that was a good one. What about
Diego Sanchez?
Oh, no. He's still fighting.
Yeah, he is. No. I don't think he can beat Diego
right now. Probably not.
Kenny's probably the best bet. I like that one. I'll go with that.
Plus, he finishes fights at 145, Matt.
Yeah, but we're fighting at 55. You're fucked!
That's right.
You can have a BattleBot thing go down afterwards.
Nice.
All right, who wins Tweet of the Week? We're going to start with Wesley Snipes.
Ooh.
It says, when you are dead, you do not know you are dead. It's only pain for others. It's the same when you are stupid.
Interesting. Okay. He's out of prison, tweeting well.
Yes. Daniel Cormier says, hey, Yoel Romero, here's the difference between you and me. You've missed weight in your last two fights, and I've won two belts in my last two fights. You're also 0-2 in your last two title fights. Boy. Pound sign, keep dreaming. And hey, get Malky off your Twitter. It's embarrassing. He's just laying down facts.
I'm lukewarm on that. Yeah, lukewarm.
The Naked Gambler. Just to clarify on Brendan Schaub's statements, Dana White is going to fuck Ronda, but hasn't done so yet, which makes them interim Eskimo brothers.
Oof. Harsh.
That's all I got. I only got three for this week.
I
got
to go with the first one. That's
Wesley Snipes?
Yeah, I mean, that was the most original, and I would say they're all kind of meh, but Wesley's probably my favorite.
I like the interim Eskimo brother.
Okay.
Corey Taylor asks, you can replace the cast of any movie with the Muppets, but you keep one of the human actors. What movie and which human do you keep?
Ooh, I know. Castaway. Tom Hanks.
Which human?
And I'm going to keep the ball.
That's your human.
Yeah. I would like to see Kermit the Frog on the island talking to the ball. Ugh. That'd be the best.
I'd like to see Taken. But you keep Liam Neeson.
Oh, jeez.
And then he does his whole speech. I'll just read the last part. It's like, if you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you. And then I want, like, Ernie on there or something. I was just looking for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, Bert. What are the count? One. Two, three broken limbs.
You're off the reservation, dude. Oh, my God.
Or yeah. even, you know, any horror movie would be fun.
It would.
And I would even go, like, I think A Nightmare on Elm Street.
And okay.
Even, you could go either way, with Freddy Krueger being the only person, or, like, the chick, and Freddy Krueger's the Muppet. I don't know. There's a ton of fun. Or the UFC. Dana White, the only human. Everyone else is a fucking Muppet. I mean, but I want the Muppet size.
And the Fraggle Rock people, too?
Whatever.
They could be the 125ers.
Yeah.
Or something.
Stephen Paul Ince. Maya in his prime versus Khabib in his prime. Who wins?
Damien Maya.
I disagree wholeheartedly. Where are we going, Dev?
Do you recall...
He's going to take him down.
Chael Sonnen try to take down Damien Maya, and then he got...
Chael is Johnny. I get submitted by anybody.
Yeah.
I win 4.5 rounds. Four and fifth rounds. He did that in every fucking fight. He did that and then when he was in the WEC. He used to drive me fucking nuts. Like he's winning. Oh, triangle.
Yeah.
Oh, fake tap. I don't know. I think it's Khabib because we've seen grapplers.
You're probably right.
Wrestle fuck. Who was it? Tim Kennedy versus... Hodger Gracie.
Yeah.
And he wrestled fucked him in Strikeforce.
He did.
If you were put in charge of the Ultimate Fighter, the television show, how do you think you would make it a good show without canceling it?
I would get rid of all the fighters, and I would get rid of all of the UFC, and I would make it happen on an aircraft carrier.
That's where we're going.
That's what I thought.
I had two words. Well, I'll piggyback on aircraft carrier. Pride rules!
That's right.
Pride rules! Yeah, that's all you need to say. Fucking soccer kicks, stomps.
Not in a cage, do it in a ring. It's money. Money in the bank.
That's right.
And you can get Vanderlei Silva with his flashlight.
Ah! Kill you. Get that guy back, I miss him.
Remember that?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
I got all this crazy shit. If Bisping carries on doing well now, he's not fighting, could he change your opinion of him?
As far as his...
How I don't like him.
Oh, I don't have a problem with him.
No, I don't mind his commentary on the Contender Series. I think he does a pretty good job as sitting cage side. I wouldn't mind seeing him at some of the events, actually. Mm. But I still think he's a piece of shit. He spits on people. Mm. He does stuff. His persona is fake. He's got a weird eye. He scares me. How many good fighters does it take to make a division interesting?
4 or 5, I would say.
More than women's featherweight, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We don't even have a division. You go to the website, it's like, we don't have any women. They don't even have Chris Cyborg listed, for fuck's sake.
No. I think you need a top 5, and then you're good with top 5. If you have top 5, a solid top 5?
You have 2 fights, then.
Then division's solid. Because they shuffle around, and then you'll have some contenders mixed in there and stuff. I mean, a really solid 5 would be great. Maybe a mediocre.
I think you need at least 10.
6 through 10.
I need a top 10. They have a top 10 list.
Okay.
I want to talk about Cyborg. I forgot. She's, you know, there's going back. We were just talking about her and Amanda. Like, when are they going to fight? It looks like it's supposed to be December. I had some other point about her. Now I forgot it. Because I thought, I better pick her back this Amanda point.
Cyborg, Amanda Nunes.
We're talking about top 10. So she may have 1 fight left in the UFC.
Yes.
This Amanda Nunes. Because she said her contract's up in March, I think, regardless of whether or not she fights or not.
Okay.
And the way the UFC is putting this shit show together, she's probably better off just fighting in Bellator if we're going to have one-off fights, and then you just keep bringing people in for her to... set them up and knock them down like she used to do in Strikeforce.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I can get on board with this.
Yeah. I'd rather see her more active and just beat the fuck out of people than not
like
active.
Like a lamb for the slaughter.
Yeah, and then if you put her somewhere else, you know, all gloves are off as far as drug testing, so.
Exactly.
Brandon Mason asks, I think a fight between Lewis and Junior Dos Santos makes sense. Maybe that was the fight we were talking about last week.
Actually, that sounds
Lewis
right.
And Junior Dos Santos. I think like that was what we were talking about.
It was, yeah. I like Ngannou a little bit more. But both guys, I mean, very similar. I don't have a problem with Junior fighting either one. I don't know who he have a better chance of beating. I would say probably Ngannou because of his head issues at the moment.
Who? Dos Santos?
Yeah. I think Dos Santos and Ngannou is a better chance for Junior versus
Yeah, him. I agree.
Lewis seems to have his shit together a little
bit
more.
Well, it depends on his back. Lewis's back.
Yeah, or his stomach.
Right.
Or if he's got to take a shit.
Or Ronda Rousey's marital status.
Right. Oh, because he
wants a piece of that. Wow. Still, he doesn't give a fuck. You and Travis are married? I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I want a piece of this. Oh, okay. So if it was Dos Santos versus Lewis, who do you like in this fight?
I like Lewis.
I agree.
By KO. Like, brutal KO.
Yeah. He carries a lot of power.
He does. And his brain is not rattled by doubt, and like Ngannou's is. And,
right.
And what fear or whatever it is going on in his freaking head at the moment. So.
Jared Christensen asks, what are your thoughts on a potential Cyborg versus Nunes fight? Will it happen, and who's the early favorite?
Well, you were just talking about this.
Yeah, Cyborg's, we're probably looking at December is what I thought they were talking about. Mm-hmm. I forget what fucking event that is. Apparently, Nunes has signed said contract. Cyborg's been calling her out because she wants to fight in September. She's sick of sitting out. Cyborg will beat her. And I think it's funny that the way people criticize Cyborg now, like, oh, she fights so cautious, oh, this and that. Well, she's trying to use more of her skills now and not just be this brawler. She's trying to show people she's a well-rounded fighter, and that's why she's not just mauling everybody right off the bat anymore.
Yep.
And I think it's the same thing. She's going to murder Nunes. Nunes has not been hit by someone that hits as hard as Cyborg. I don't think any of these women will understand. This is a 175-pound woman that's going to beat the fuck out of you, regardless of who you think you are. And Nunes lost to fucking Kat Zingano. Kat was calling her out again after she won. Like, I already got a win over you. You're the champ. Let's go. Let's do it again.
Why not?
And Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Rule. Pound sign Matt Rape Train. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather fight Nick Diaz in Stockton or Anderson Silva in Brazil's?
I would take Anderson Silva in Brazil.
I think you have a better chance in that fight. You're losing either way. Yeah, I think I'm
thinking at least
Anderson
in Brazil,
Silva.
They got the nice round asses.
Mm-hmm. So you'll be taken care of well afterwards.
They can feed me grapes or something.
True.
And like an IV and like, you know, when I'm drooling everywhere because I'm...
What's in the IV?
Huh?
Ketamine?
Sure, ketamine.
Little tranquilizer?
Oh, my God. I'm kind of sad that we're not doing Fuck, Marry, Kill anymore. Slightly.
You want to do it again?
I'm slightly sad about it.
Just say the word and go.
Were you lukewarm on it?
I'm okay. We can bring it back.
I like it.
All right, bring it back, Rodrigo.
Rodrigo.
Take two and a half weeks off. Bring it back, my
bring
friend.
Bring it back. I mean, maybe switch it up. Surprise us. Sometimes it's one, sometimes another, but I was looking forward to the Fuck, Marry, Kill.
All right, just bring it back. We'll bring it back. It's fine. Would you rather grapple naked with Roy Nelson, in a private grappling session, or get beaten up by Gina Carano and left in a pool of your own blood and tears in front of the UFC crowd? Is that even a question, Ingo?
It's not a question. I want no part of naked Roy Nelson
statement
at all.
Fact.
No.
Gina Carano.
All day.
Exactly. Because I'll tell you what, I'm going to touch something in that fight. Something's going to get touched.
If I'm getting bloody.
It's going to be my face on the canvas.
Okay. Reach out and touch somebody.
That's illegal. You can't grab a lady.
I'll do a little
oil. Well, if you're fighting her, I think it's no holes barred, right?
Is it too oil check?
Yeah. No holes barred.
No holes barred.
If God exists, what would you ask him if you had one and only one question? Yeah, I got one.
What is
the hell are Eskimo brothers?
That's a question. Google will tell you
the
that.
The fuck is
you
this?
You need God for that one. What would I ask him?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I would ask him, what is my purpose? That's an important question.
Mm.
Why am I here? That's another one.
I'd ask him. Ask me if I'm a truck. So are you a truck? I go, no. It's an old stupid joke from like Junior High.
Okay. Yeah, it's good though.
Champion gatekeeper Bellator, edition number 2. Chris Weidman, Luke Rockhold, Yoel Romero. I think I'm putting Romero over in fucking Bellator. And I want to see him gacked out.
Oh my God.
Just gacked out.
Uh-huh.
Luke Rockhold, champion. Chris Weidman, Gatekeeper.
I would have to concur with you on this. That's a good call. Is Weidman going to fight anytime soon?
I don't know. He's probably pretty salty because he got passed over and Gaslam's getting that, the, like him and is it Journeyman?
Vince Lombardi. No. Not Vince Lombardi.
Robert Whittaker. Yes. They're the opposing coaches and then they're going to fight like horse shit, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So will he fight again? Yeah, but I'm sure he keeps getting injured and whatnot. You have any knowledge for...
I do. Actually, I did some hot yoga over the weekend for the first time, and I quite enjoyed
Pants on? Off?
Pants off, of course.
Goats involved? I've seen goat yoga.
Goat yoga?
Yeah, the goat, they have little they have goats.
Milk the goat?
No, they jump on you while you're doing the yoga.
Why would I want that?
Why not?
I don't
know. A
little
back massage?
Why exactly? I'm not really clear what's happening. Why is there a goat pissing on my back?
No, I'm not pissing. What do you say anything about piss, you sick fuck?
I don't know.
This guy, all he's about dicks and piss
dicks
over
and
here.
Pissing. Could be fun.
What's going on, Donald Trump?
There are no goats involved. But I have to say, I quite enjoyed it. It's about 75 minutes of, like, I think the room is like 85 degrees, 90 degrees.
It's probably a little hotter than that.
You think so?
It's probably like 100 something.
Maybe, I don't know. It was pretty fucking hot.
They said the hot yoga, I think it's like 150 or something.
No, dude, that's way too
it's
hot.
It's my sauna. I put my sauna at 150.
It was not 150.
90 is nothing. Come on. It's got to be over 100.
I was sweating balls, though. Okay. I really enjoyed it. It felt very like a good cardio exercise and also like balance and stuff. Very, very soothing. You know, there was some good-looking men and women, but mostly women.
Why are you telling me about men? I don't need to hear about men.
Just let them know, you know, in case you're, like, swinging whichever way you're swinging. Some tall, handsome, strapping women.
Unless they look like Luke Rockhold, I am not interested.
Maybe they did.
Okay, then I'm in. Yes. Totally.
But, I don't know. I recommend it if you haven't tried it. Pretty good. I'm gonna found a studio by my home to accept student IDs. So it's not expensive. It's like $10 a session.
There you go.
Not beat that.
They don't care that you're a 40-year-old student. You're a student.
Hey, I'm in grad school. And
do you use that at the movie theater? Like, I'll take the student in charge.
I don't go to the movies very often, but when I do, Matt, you bet you're damn right I do.
Well, we buy children passes when we go. Because you buy it online, you do the will call, and I pick up children's tickets. And they never fucking check them. Because it's kids working the counter. And if they ever call you on it, just say... I don't know. My fucking wife bought these. I don't know how this shit works. You play stupid.
Well, I don't go to the AM. I learned my lesson. Like, the mall is a Cinemark, and the Cinemark is like $7, $6 a show, versus like AMC is fucking $20 for.
Oh my God.
The ridiculous. The one in the Stromberg by me.
Yeah.
It's $20, 19 something for if you want to go see like something in 3D or whatever.
No, that's how
it's crazy expensive, man. So
we go to that Marcus over on Lake Street.
Yeah, probably same, similar. $7, $8, $9
bucks,
something.
Yeah, perfect. Child, I think $6.
Yeah, that's reasonable. You are a child. That's true. So you got any knowledge?
Yeah, so speaking of being a child or knowledge, so I saw EA UFC 3. They said they're pushing the envelope. They have got this icon package where you pay money and you get some new fighters, so gives you characters. You get Matt Serra, Crow Cop, Vanderlei Silva, Kimbo Slice, and then you also get these guys. You get fucking Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin.
Is that for real?
No, this is user submitted.
Okay.
Tell me that wouldn't be fucking fun to beat the shit out of them. Like,
they're both 100.
I know. Someone, you can't do that. You can't make them all 100s.
It's unbeatable.
And you're like Dana White versus Hitler. I don't know who to root for there. I'm confused.
I like how he has a swastika across his whole body. It's crazy.
It's cool.
People are nuts.
We got that. Okay. What else? I think I saw this new Reebok ad. It says, cheat on your girlfriend, not on your workout. Reebok! Sport of Fitness has arrived.
Is that really an ad?
It sure looks like it.
It seems racy as hell.
That's racist. You can't say that.
I said racy, racy. That's obviously a white man in the picture.
And last one.
Cannot be racist.
I like this tattoo. You going to get that one?
You're next. I don't know. Seems misspelled.
Yeah, you can't.
You're missing a letter
that's
there.
That's the thing where people are always freaking out over your. That's your or
you are. Some people are really sticklers for the you are, your, and you're.
Very pissed off about that.
Is this annoyance for you?
I don't care.
Are you spelling?
I understand what people are saying. Sometimes, like, when I write emails to him, I don't give a fuck about punctuation or capitalization. I'm just like, I need to type it fast, and I don't give a fuck. So it's just, I'll write the letter I, like, I myself, with a little I. I don't even give a fuck sometimes.
I know what you mean.
You know what I'm saying. I just, like, trying to get it out fast.
That's right.
Not, oh, I got to capitalize this.
In the middle of whacking off, he's like, oh, I got to send him a
message. If I'm doing it left-handed, I can't hit caps lock and...
Hey.
No, that's all.
I'm not a spelling Nazi, although some people I know are. So. Or a punctuation? No. Or is it grammar Nazi? Grammar Nazi.
No, as long as we can get the gist of whatever.
Yeah.
So it's all about... Shut down.
That has been this week's edition of My Nuts. My name is Ingo Wild.
And Griffith. Thanks for playing.